Hey, Chuck Jenkins is here. I thought the county was off today. What are you doing working?
Sheriff, you got a lot of things in the fire here going. Of course, I think we confirmed that you're running for re-election. That's kind of like all over the place. So, and of course, electioneering, I mean, politicking really didn't go on until after the primary, right?
Well, no, I've started.
Have you started.
I never stop. No, honestly,
you have to.
Listen, I'm the old-fashioned way. I'm out with people all the time. I'm out at events. I believe in putting up signs, shaking hands, going to carnivals. I mean, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm not an online blogger.
Read my Facebook.
Yeah, all that kind of
crap. No.
I'll tell you what. Everybody says I'll never get reelected without a Facebook. Well, I'm going to find out because I don't have a Facebook.
Uh-oh. You never had one. But you never had one.
Never had one. No.
Well, how'd you get elected last time?
I don't know.
It's amazing. Well, I think with what's going on with Facebook, Frank and I will disagree on this, but I think Facebook is going to become a thing of the past.
Absolutely. I said it.
I think when people finally realize that they have been profiled and made, duped, I think, in my humble opinion. Again, nothing against it. If you have it, God bless you real good. But I think it becomes an outlet for nuttiness. I mean, I no offense to my relatives that have personal problems. I don't need to see them on Facebook and know that your daughter's boyfriend is ugly or something like that. I don't need to hear that. 301-694-9360. Frank, you have something for me?
Just before we leave, since this was the highlight of what I'm hearing Sheriff Jenkins has been up to in the recent weeks, the Annapolis test.
Yeah.
Testifying in Annapolis, you had the three bills, the one you were testifying for, the Keep Communities Safe Act.
Correct.
Of Delegates Shalega. I'm sorry. And then the other bill we talked about. What's this middle one from Delegate Shalega? It was about state or local correctional facilities who have undocumented immigrants in custody get transferred to the Department of Homeland Security.
Correct. That's a bill that she submitted. She put forward to basically say if you're an illegal and you're in the custody of a corrections facility, they are obligated to reach out and turn them over to ICE or basically make contact. And
so
that's just basically the opposite of the sanctuary state bill. Again, another version.
So are you? But, would you have favored that one as well?
I was in favor, except for the fact everything hinged on a conviction. And I don't think it should be hinged on the fact whether or not a person gets convicted, because you have circumstances where an individual may be jailed for a crime of violence, say conspiracy to commit murder. If he's not a principal, he may not be convicted of murder, but he's got a violent criminal history. He's in aggravating circumstances. Do you really want him here? No, you want him out of here. So that's why it should not hinge on a conviction. That part I was against. But the concept of the bill itself is good.
There was a text earlier that I didn't understand, but maybe you can explain to me before we go back to the phones.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, where is it? And I don't understand why it says DeLauder. You know what I'm talking about, Frank?
Yeah.
It says here, can you believe that DeLauder is opposed to a bill in Annapolis that is crafted to make sure protective orders come before a judge the same day it is filed? Do you know anything about that? There you are.
Well,
I don't know what bill they're talking about. Do you know, Frank?
No, I'm not familiar with the bill either.
I'm not either.
No.
But we'll look into it.
Yeah, find out what's going on there.
I know that most protective orders either get before a judge or a district court commissioner right away.
Yeah. And they issue an emergency situation.
We get those orders and we serve them right away.
Oh, right. Yeah, you have. Yeah. And then you have to, like, 3 days before that you have to go in and
From a temporary hearing to an interim hearing.
Yep,
yes.
Exactly. Yep. 301-694-9363. Frank, where are you taking me?
Bill.
Bill!
Hello?
You're live.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
I have zero complaints.
Hi, Sheriff. How are you?
Hello, Bill. How are you doing? I got to give you a call. I heard you took a fall.
Well, I did yesterday morning again. But I'm still living.
Well, that's good to
hear. That's good.
I hit my head, and that's my strongest part.
Oh, thank goodness. Nothing to hurt. Yeah.
Listen, Frank, to you and some of the people that criticize the sheriff, I just want to tell you, on February 10th, I had an occasion to ride down with the high sheriff to Howard County. I think it was the Chinese-Americans, wasn't it, Chuck?
That's correct.
Chinese-Americans invited him down there, and to Sue Payne, who you have on the show every now and then on WFMD, was down there also. He was very well received. They were very interested in what he had to say. I heard some horror stories down there from the people down there about what MSG's doing that I didn't know. So this and the 287G was explained, and they were very much interested because I think Howard County is looking at trying to get it. And, you know, these were Chinese Americans. They were not, you know, American people like you and I, Frank. And I just want to let you know that's the benefit of the 287G. And we have the man right here that started it.
Well, let me ask you this, Sheriff.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, bye.
I hope this is an all right question because
yeah,
it just
let it rip. Let
popped
it rip.
Into my head. To those who would argue, hey, look, certain counties have chosen to go with 287G. Frederick, now joined by Hartford and Anne Arundel, I think.
Right, right.
Why can't other places, just as individual, you know, counties or within counties, decide they want to go sanctuary? I mean, why doesn't it go both ways where you don't have a statewide policy, but you have... you know, like in Hyattsville and Tacoma Park, they have sanctuary status.
Well, by the fact they've done nothing, they have created sanctuary county. So the bottom line is this. Either you want a safe community or you don't. I prefer to have a safer community, and I think we are because of it. Well, we have removed over 1,400 and some odd criminal aliens out of this county that will not be committing crimes in Frederick County again. So are we not a safer county?
I would say so, but I would also say, Frank, to your answer, which I would answer this way, why would you allow a county to violate federal law? Oh. Sheriff, the budget time is going on in the county.
Yes.
How does the sheriff's department fare with the county and the budget? Do you get what you want? Do you not get what you want?
I've got to say we fare pretty well. I've always been fairly satisfied. Certainly don't always get everything you want, but I've always been fairly conservative in what I've asked for. So.
Right.
I think I've kind of established a little bit of credibility there that when I ask for something,
you need it.
We need it. I think I'm known for that, at least by most folks.
Yeah, most people know you're tight. But anyhow.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
frugal. That sounds frugal, so much better. Yeah. Sheriff, I've known you too long. You're tight. any new deputies coming on board, or what's the story
well,
there?
Well, we're currently hiring deputies. We have right now, I think, about probably 8 or 9 vacancies that we need to fill. I've asked for additional positions for next year. How many I'm going to get is yet to be determined, but are hiring. We've been hiring. We're going to continue to hire.
I saw also, and I appreciate this, and most people know what I'm talking about. There's I read the county websites because I'm always looking for a job because I work with Frank, and it says that you're looking for or you will take crossovers. Or
Laterals.
Whatever
yes, we will.
And so that's always a good thing because you're getting a trained officer.
We get a trained officer come in. We don't have to spend the months and months of training time and the expense, and they hit the ground running. And, you know, we cherry pick our laterals because a lot of times what you find is in many cases someone is running from another agency and with their problems. We don't want to pick up the problems.
No.
But we've been very fortunate to pick up a number of good laterals over the past couple of years.
Sure.
I think I know what you're talking about, but what is a lateral?
It's a current police officer in another jurisdiction already has met the training requirements to be a police officer. So we hire him as a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to send him to the academy.
Now, like I was a cop back in the early.
I remember those days.
Now Sheriff, could I lateral transfer in? Do you think there's any place?
No, there's no chance.
That's
no
what
chance,
I thought. Yeah. They told me the same thing in the military. So.
Now, what's funny about the lateral is that currently in Maryland, we can only hire a Maryland police officer as a lateral
mm-hmm.
because other states, their training requirements don't meet what Maryland requires. So.
But since I had the requirements back in the 1800s, Frank,
you got a long way to go. Go, brother.
You're trying to tell me like the guy down at the recruiting station said, unless they attack Washington, D.C., they ain't going to call me. Hey, you ought to be a proud papa, too, right?
I am.
And the reason I'm saying that is I understand that your son's following your footsteps.
Well, I guess you might say that. I did hire him latter part of December. He went through the process last year. The testing, the physical agility, the background, the poly, all that stuff. And he passed with flying colors on his own and along with his military commitment.
And his degree. Didn't he get a degree from Mount?
Graduated the Mount. At the same time, got his commission in the Army Reserve. So he's a second lieutenant. He's had a busy year. He went to Fort Lee for about 5 months for officer training, graduated that. and then came to work for me. And he thinks he's had it bad until now.
Well, he's not going to get a break. I know that. Yeah, the poor guy. But, and,
he's right. He just started the Howard County Police Academy with two other recruits.
Well, congratulations,
thank
Sheriff.
You. I'm proud of you.
You have to be. You have to be. 301-694-9363. 301-694-9363. What, Frank?
A couple things out of Annapolis I want to ask the sheriff's opinion on.
Well, go ahead.
Before we go down that road, let me mention something.
Certainly.
Over the past 2 years in Annapolis, I've had the privilege of meeting dozens upon dozens of Chinese Americans. These folks migrated here legally. Many of them have been here for years with their families.
Mm-hmm.
They've done it the right way. They are well-educated. They're a very successful business people. And a large number of those people have said, we're moving to Frederick County because they feel safer in Frederick County.
And they're good business people,
there are a lot of them are wealthy people. They're business owners. They're wealthy people. They're hard workers. They're good family people. And they don't feel safe in Montgomery County. They don't feel safe in Howard or PG County. So I'm really looking for an influx of Chinese Americans to move to Frederick. Believe that or not,
God bless them. And I mean, that's you're taking care of the economy here. Here's a question that came in on Twitter or whatever it's called or something. Hang on, Frank. All right.
Tell them to call. I like calls.
Yeah, why don't you call, Chris? Great question about laterals. Has the sheriff's salary matched the fire chief's salary yet? If not, who sets it?
My salary is not even close to the fire chief's.
Oh, really?
My salary is set by the legislature.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the fire chief is set by the county?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Answer your question, Chris, because you didn't call in. That's all right. Yeah. Well, I don't mind answering questions.
I don't know if this is the same Chris, but I got Chris on the phone.
All right. We'll bring him on.
This might be interesting.
Chris, go ahead.
Bill.
Oh, no.
I love Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, but the problem you have with all the Orientals coming in here is we call it out here TWO, driving while Oriental. Now, what are you going to do about that, Sheriff?
You know what, Chris? That's not nice. I'm going to tell you what. I have to tell you this. These are some of the finest people I've ever had the privilege to meet. Honest to God, they're just hardworking, good-hearted, solid. Just they're more American than a lot of Americans, and I respect the heck out of them.
I have a much simpler, better response, I think, too.
Go ahead,
Chris. I gonged him.
Now, Chris, I thought that was a fair question. And of course, it made no sense. But, you know, Chris just travels through the area. He's not really here. You know that, don't you? That's really not a real person. Yeah. And you haven't assured us, but you said like 99%
sure. I'm like 90% sure that sanctuary state bill is dead this year.
Good. Excellent. Wonderful.
I'm not sure. There's so many bills, what's moving forward and what's not. But I know there were several gun measures moving forward. Looks like bump stocks will not be will be prohibited in Maryland.
I'm okay with that. I'm good with that.
And that was pretty overwhelming. Yep. In favor of that.
I don't know anybody has one. Do you know anybody?
You know what? Actually, before Las Vegas, I'd never heard of one.
Yeah,
yeah. So I'm good with that. Any
other bills that you're concerned about, or you think would be reasonable?
Half of them I'm concerned about, but I just I don't have time to. I'm like the delegates. I don't have time to read them.
Yeah,
that's sad. That's
it is
sad.
And actually, they've admitted to me in telephone conversations, as we're talking about strategies to argue against these bills, they'll tell you, I haven't read the bill.
Wow.
It's really sad.
That's sad if they're working on it. But to know any bill, sometimes I feel bad asking them, what do you think of this bill? Because there are hundreds and hundreds.
There are.
Thousands of bills.
Yeah. But Frank, to have someone that sits on a committee to when the bill's coming up in the committee.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about.
Here's another one.
Go for it, Frank.
Texting fines, whether they should go up.
To?
Maryland lawmakers might raise the fine for texting and driving to $500. Which would be one of the highest in the country.
Frank, it wouldn't matter if they made it $1,000. People are not going to stop. Right, Tim?
That's sad.
It's sad, but it's the truth. It's the truth.
And, you know, I would think I wanted them to, if you're involved in an accident and you're texting, they can prove you're texting, which is pretty easy to prove because your phone, you know, records things. Man, I think, Chuck, that's as bad as DUI.
Oh, it really is.
I mean, in fact, it may be a little bit more because at least DUI, you're trying to drive well. But this, you're texting.
I don't know what you're going to do. I think there's a way to, come up with something in technology for car manufacturers to put into the car to block it, to not allow you unless there's a hands-free system in the car. That's the solution, not fines. It's like the speed cameras. People will put them up there. They're still going to blow through them and get the fines. They don't care. It's a fine. It's money.
What about I hear this complaint all the time, and you may take offense to it, and I don't care. A lot of cops, you see, and when I say cops, I mean sheriffs, troopers, city police, Brunswick, whatever, are seen with their phones up to their ears driving around.
They are, and you know what?
I know they're allowed to.
We are allowed to, but I try to discourage it. I ask them not to, but the reality is many, many times you do get calls while you're driving. Now, I've got a hands-free in my vehicle. So.
Yes, I know that.
Okay. But so most of them don't. I'm safe.
Well, you know, it's so
inexpensive. But you know what?
Inexpensive. You can. I mean, it's so inexpensive to have hands-free. I mean, you could like $10 that you could, you know. I'm just thinking it sets a it's legal, but it sets a bad example.
Yeah. It does. It's like my guys blowing by me on 15 going home.
Yeah.
I ride just slowly, and they come by 75 miles an hour, and they got to be called down on it.
Yeah, I know you will. A couple weeks ago, did I ask you this question, and I think you answered the best you could. There was a complaint from one of our listeners about Buckystown Pike, and the answer you gave was that people request.
They do. Tim, I get a steady stream of calls and emails asking for speed enforcement on many, many, many roads in Frederick County.
Right.
And we get out there as much as we can, as often as we can. We actually have a log that we have a rotation.
Sure.
So that we go out and hit all these roads and do the speed enforcement.
I think Frank is his neighborhood.
So we're only there because we're asked to be there.
Right. Because I didn't think you had enough deputies. You can just place two deputies not doing anything but speed enforcement.
Right, right. But, you know, speed enforcement is a part of what we do, enforce the traffic laws. I've got a traffic unit that's out there all the time. It's just part of what
you still have that special unit. It's not jump out unit. What do we like if you have a gang area that you can saturate patrols?
Yeah, we do. It's called the PACE unit, Proactive Criminal Enforcement Unit. Those guys are crushing it out there.
Good.
And let me make you're going to hear this first on the radio. So, 2017, we got our crime stats together. We haven't put them out yet. But I will tell you first that for the fourth consecutive year, we've seen a decrease in serious crime in Frederick County.
Beautiful.
Four consecutive years, 14, 15, 16, and 17, have seen decreases in serious Part 1 crimes by 10% this year. That's
Beautiful.
Huge. That's
Beautiful.
Huge.
What do you attribute it to?
A lot of things. I think the law enforcement strategies that are out there working, I think it's a lot of some of it is the 287 program. Very frankly, when you take 1,400 criminals, get them out of the county, that's 1,400 repeat offenders you don't have.
These nonsense that I hear, and I must say nonsense because I've heard it from authorities, not just locally, that people that are illegal in the country will not call a law enforcement.
That is not true. Absolutely untrue, not true, a lie, false, whatever you want to call it.
Because they actually do. They do.
They do, and they know there are protections. If they are victims of domestic violence, of assault, of any type of crime, there's a protection there for them. There are protections there for witnesses. So it's absolutely not true.
Okay, that's that.
That's that.
That gets rid of that nonsense that I think it's being played by the...
Yep.
All right, by the left a lot of times. So I don't think that that is, in fact, a...
And I'm going to say what I always say. I think the people of this county are very special people. We've got a great community, a great public, great citizenry, and I think by and large, 99% of the people are law-abiding people. And that's why the crime is continuing to go down over the past 4 years.
I also got sad news today about the passing of Lynn Moberly.
Sorry to hear.
Yeah, his service is going to be on Saturday, and God bless him, a great trooper, a great...
Yep. Good man.
I don't know anybody that has ever met Lynn Moberly that could not say anything but the best things about him. So I'm sorry to hear his passing. But
yes.
All right, we're going to take, not yet, but Frank?
Anything else, Frank?
Give me
the high fastball.
Come on, Frank. Yeah, give him, go ahead. Go for it, Frank.
Sheriff, you share with us. What are people talking to you about? What do you want them to know? Special going on?
Got a call.
You got tons of calls.
No.
But I don't like them. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Because everything I say it becomes gospel. You know that.
Right,
Tim said on the radio that snow was outlawed in Frederick County. What do you have for me, Frank?
Gene.
Hi. I'd like to say thanks, Sheriff Jenkins. And I'd like to say to Frank, I told you so. The only thing that stops a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
You know it. You know it. Thank you, Gene.
What's the I told you so about?
Because he told you that down.
I told you that, Gene. A couple weeks ago.
Well, has something happened recently?
Yeah, it's called Maryland, Frank. St. Mary's County.
Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. Are you real?
Well, that was a school resource officer. That was...
It's a good guy with a gun. That's right.
It was a good person with a gun.
It wasn't my kid's kindergarten teacher.
Oh, Lord have mercy. See what I mean, Gene? He needs another day off, I can tell you that, Gene.
He needs a lot of days off.
That's a true sister. Appreciate your call, Gene. And yes, you were right. And yes, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, whether you like it or not. Sheriff, thank you for spending the afternoon.
Thank you, gentlemen. It was a great day, and we'll get back to your regular routine tomorrow.
All right, looking forward to that.